The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, September 10th, 1989, at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello again, and a very good Sunday evening to you. Welcome back to Music Time in Africa, your regular weekly program on the Voice of America that brings you some of the best in African music, on recording selected for us by your VOA Music Man for Africa, Leo Sarkeesian. I'm Rita Rochelle, your Music Time hostess here in our VOA studios in Washington, D.C., in the USA. We're happy to have you with us again and hope you enjoy the music. This is the first edition of our program for today, and we have both popular and traditional music, beginning with Dalol, an Ethiopian band now based here in the United States. This is Selam Selam. Selam, 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 lenante yehun. Selam, peace be with you, friends, from Dalol, an Ethiopian band here in the USA that's been doing very well with a number of excellent albums to their credit. And selam from us, too, from Music Time in Africa, coming to you on the Africa service of the Voice of America. This is VOA's Africa Service, broadcasting to Africa from our studios in Washington, D.C., USA. We're on Independence Avenue, downtown, in the heart of our nation's capital. And if you're ever here in town when visiting the USA, remember, you're always welcome to visit our studios, and we'll even invite you in to watch Music Time in Africa being produced. Right now, this program is being broadcast on the 16 and also the 13, the 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands on shortwave. And we don't want to forget our friends in Southern Africa. They can find us on medium wave on 621 kilohertz. Again, I'm Rita Rochelle, your Music Time hostess. Always happy to be with you at this time, and our additional thanks to you and all of your friends for letting us share part of your Sunday evening together. As you know, it's in this first edition of Music Time in Africa that we always present both popular and traditional music. And for this evening, we have Leo with us. He's here in the studio along with another colleague of ours, Johannes Haliesus from VOA's Amharic service. He's the music man for Ethiopian music. Endemen ameshachue, gentlemen.
Thank you, Rita. Ameseginalehu.
Endemen ameshesh, Rita.
To begin with, how far back in history do we go when talking about Ethiopian music?
Well, Rita, Ethiopian writings reveal that in the second millennium B.C., that is 2,000 years before Christ, immigrant Kushites had already settled in Ethiopia, and during the first millennium B.C., a race of people from southwest Arabia had settled in the northern region of present-day Ethiopia. The language of those early settlers was Ge'ez, which is still the language of the Ethiopian church. During the first century A.D., there was a powerful empire known as the Aksumite Empire. Famous temples and palaces and other remains, such as coins and metals, bear witness to the present day, a great technical skill and advancement. It is also important to mention here that on the African continent, Ethiopia alone, with the exception of the Arabian countries, had a script and writing system of its own. In the 4th century A.D., Christianity was made the state religion of the Aksumite Empire. The decline of the empire began during the 7th century A.D., and there was a period of war and unrest. The Ethiopian Orthodox church leaders then attempted to communicate prayer through music. This was also a period of religious and civil wars as a result of the rapid growth of Islam, and as a result, there was also the development of a style of patriotic folk songs, side by side with religious chants and devotional church music. In the 13th century, Amharic, which was once a dialect of the ancient Ge'ez language, became the official court language and has remained as the language of Ethiopia. During the 17th century, there was a revitalization of traditional religious, artistic, and cultural institutions. Among the various musical instruments in Ethiopia, which one would you say, Johannes, is the most popular and best known?
Well, I would like to say the krar is probably the best known instrument. K-R-A-R, and some spell it was double R. K-R-A-R-R. It actually means stringed, referring to a string instrument. The krar is triangular in shape and usually has six strings. The sound box is usually made from any type of metal, ball or pan, covered over by a sheep or a goat skin. The strings of the krar traditionally were gut, but nowadays many krars use nylon, wire or silk strings. Actually, there are two ways of playing the krar. One by muting the strings, the old traditional way. The player's left hand rests on the strings to deaden or muffle the sound. The other way to play the krar, which is the preferred way, is by plucking the strings. In this way, the musician can create highly ornamental sound patterns and produce a romantic, sensuous, and expressive mood. In the example we have here, Ketema Mokonnen playing Tezita, Ethiopia's famous song, by krar. Ketema is a master musician. Thank you. The other important string instrument in Ethiopia is the masanko, a type of fiddle played with a bow. The origin of the masanko, of course, is unknown because it is played in so many other countries around the Horn of Africa, in North Africa, in the Middle East, and also throughout Asia. The sound box of the masanko is of a wood and formed in a diamond shape. The box is covered with cowhide, and the instrument has one string. And the strings of the bow are made from strands of a horsetail. The five fingers of the left hand are all used to change the tone while playing the melody. Actually, the masanko is used for both secular and religious music, including the performance and accompaniment of war songs known as shilela or fukara. Masanko music is almost like vocal music. The players try to imitate the tonal speech pattern of the human voice just to show how skillful they are. This example of masanko playing is a very good one because it shows a great deal of ornamentation.
Come on.
as you know, in most agricultural countries where there are flutes, oral tradition credits the shepherd for the origin of the washint. In Ethiopia, the washint is closely identified with shepherds and recently with watchmen, or the zabanyas, who keep awake during the long sleepless night by playing the flute. The washint is usually made from bamboo can in varying length. Generally speaking, the washint has a warm, natural, tonal quality. A creative musician can play highly decorated and ornamented tunes. The next song came from the Oromo ethnic group from Ethiopia. As you know, Ethiopia, or the country Ethiopia, is made out of several nationalities. The Oromo nation is by far the number one population-wise. The Oromos are found mainly in the southern part of Ethiopia. The next song we will hear is a folk song from the Arsi province. It's found south of Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia. The singer is Abebe Tesema, who is very famous for his Oromiya and Amharic song. In this song, you may be able to hear the washint, the wind instrument that we have just talked about, and the kabero, or in English, the local drum.
Shaker karana nada kusi bude dambada nudura tuvanu da. Kabira madaramaru,
In this next song, Malada Malada by Wubishet Fesaha was cut here in the United States, I think in Los Angeles, California, sometime in 1981, when the Walias group made their first U.S. appearance. As you may have heard, it is well arranged, and sound-wise, I would say the top in quality from many cassettes, audio productions that we get from home. And one thing that I would like to note before the music comes, as Malada is not a new composition. It is a song that has been around for several years. We're going to hear the modern version of the Walias group.
Malada Malada by the Walias Band, Ethiopian music from Johannes Haliesus, our colleague from VOA's Amharic service. Well, we have more good music still coming up right after this. This is just a brief reminder, friends, that our English to Africa service is on the air every day, 7 days a week, with Daybreak Africa, African Panorama, and Nightline Africa, your special programs on the Voice of America that you can always depend on for the full and accurate story of what's happening in Africa and the rest of the world. VOA's Africa service with the best and latest world news every day. And it's all yours just by keeping your radio set tuned to the VOA. The Voice of America. And now back to our special guest today, Johannes Haliesus.
Our next singer is a female popular artist. Her name is Aster Awaga. Aster also resides here in the United States. She has been in the music business for about 12 years, and she played 6 of those years here in the United States. Recently, she put out this popular song and named it Ititititititi. Can you say that?
That's an interesting title. Let me try it. How did I do, Johannes?
You said it right. It is a word to express how chilly the weather is outside. But in Esther's case, she used it to express the chilliness when two lovers missed each other or...
Now, that's an interesting concept.
Yeah, I guess I agree with her. It's as cold as ice. So she named it it.
Let's listen.
Let's listen to that.
Okay. Bertuartas namanya datang ke tu kantau kerja ikut nemu kata macam ya saja aku tu cinta sebut tu hebat tu snakari datang ke tu macam ya saja aku tu cinta sebut tu. Я вот уж на горе, я только ту. Солнце лукло цурло, лупляйся на марша тека, я варю ленья. Is your sima shashka panyan? Mata kakaza makara masa masa Bamanya tasa tita bamakanya Aya dersa machada Malayat anian guadanya Bajanya natu Atul karela haidam kabetu. La casma tan et no so so mucho Berdo mabane karata el baga Kama dere peñala Kodi ala antal hana mama tafta peñala Jadi au tasa roñala Berdo mama shata da chana garwa parga Bietla mwasa yalanya. Si yana kala sama tedrasu Ergal tas mama nyuma yatam kato kanto gato ikon nemu kato Macam ya so chai ko tu je eso betu ai Ya betus na kai yatam kato Macam ya saja ku tunjuk esok itu, ya betul negeri atom katu. Hey, ahan, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, berdu beradang. That was Esther Awoke, a popular Ethiopian singer, now living here in the USA. And that's it for this first edition of Music Time in Africa. I'll be right back here in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now at exactly 1930 GMT with our second edition. We'll bring you a full half hour of some of the best in African pop music right here on VOA's Africa service. This is Rita Rochelle inviting you to stay tuned to this station for another report of the latest world news. It'll be coming to you direct from VOA's newsroom, followed by Encounter, an important discussion of opinions on issues facing America and the world. You'll find it right here on the VOA, so stay with us. And for now, my love to all of you.